Paul Snowden joins us this morning off the back of that Group 1 victory with Tycoon Tara, a horse that had won a number of group races since joining their stable and put a Group 1 on her CV. Must have been terribly rewarding for you, Paul. Good morning.
G'day, Warren. Yeah, it certainly was. She come to us, as a tried mare, and she had good success in Victoria. Obviously, the owners wanted to change the scenery with her. Originally, Tony contacted me to go up to Brisbane last year, and it was just after she ran in the Sengster down the track over there, and obviously when we got her up here and timing was a little bit rushed to get her up there, we decided to just sort of get to know her a little bit, give her a little bit of a break. She came back and she won two Group 2s and a Group 3 throughout that preparation. Narrowly missed another Group 2 in second to first wheel down there in Melbourne. Spelled, and I dare say she hasn't come back as good until yesterday in our last couple of runs until sort of last preparation, comparing that to that. So it was very, very rewarding for the owners to finally get a Group 1 on their side.
You look at the way she'd been performing, and you did sneak her down for that Vovis Gold Sprint won by Rich Charm at Caulfield late in April, back to Sydney for a trial and then up to Queensland. Could you notice anything to give you an indication that she was able to sort of take it to that level yesterday off the performances that she'd had leading into it?
Well, this is the thing. When she went out, she came back in good order, but she was doing these little things in the gates that she hadn't done before. She was very unsettled and restless in the barriers. And once she comes out on the back foot like that, she's a dominant front runner. It certainly makes it a little bit difficult to recapture that spot. And that's the battle we were fighting early on in the prep. She just wasn't beginning well for some reason. I still don't know why. But then delayed it. The better she went in throughout the preparation, she started to get a little bit better, a little bit better. And a day of the run was very good because we're in a spot, three back defence, and that's definitely her worst position she can be in. So, 59, she's given everything, sort of 4 or 5 kilos in the run and to get beat. 2.5, I think, from memory, was certainly a good effort, and obviously back to set weights and ridden positively, she got away with it.
Yeah, you sort of stole my question a bit there, Paul. I think I'm looking at her record. When she leads, she's got an incredible record. And, okay, the weight turnaround and all those things were healthy, and she certainly got a cosy run, sectional-wise. But that looks to be the key to her, doesn't it? On top of the ground and when she's able to control the race.
Definitely. And that's her asset. She can rattle off a good sort of 300-metre turn of foot on her, and obviously Doomb, and it's only a short straight. Macca held her together, and once he pressed the button, she really gave a good kick for it, found a quick length and a half and sustained it to the line.
And you were due for a bit of luck at Doomben yesterday, because a lot of things went against you throughout the course of the day, so it was fitting that it all came together nicely in the feature.
Yeah, look, it certainly was. The last month hasn't been great. Been very frustrating, but look, Doomben can do that to you. Well, I'm sure we're not the only ones. There's plenty of people with hard luck stories there, but just amazing to sort of tick that box with this mare. She's, I think she might be finished after yesterday. I can talk to Tony and the guys through the week, but I'm pretty sure she's wrapped up, and what a note to go out on.
Nancy went around in the same race. What did you make of Nancy's day out?
Yeah, look, just the normal routine, spat out the back at a vital stage, and she was good late, but the race gets away from you, and that's sort of part of the race at the 600 and 700 when you're trying to get into it and you're checking and running into trouble and whatnot. But that's her life story. Her turn will come, hopefully. And she's a nice mare with good ability, but we just didn't get a lot of luck on the day.
Was a good day for you girls. Yesterday you had Yuma Desert win at Randwick on testing ground there, riding the speed and beating an informed galloper in Test the World. For the Victorian punters who may not know as much about Yuma Desert as you do, what's her profile?
Look, she's another one that just sort of last time in she started to climb the ladder quite quickly, go through the grades, and this time in she's just sort of found her mark and was just treading water. She was always a 1,200 metre horse, and the last couple of stints she can run 14, and when the start before yesterday she was just rode a little bit too well out in front, just early sections, told just grabbed late, but yesterday we got control of it quite well, and Nikkei would rode her extremely well, just backed off middle stage, and that was the winning move, and she won quite convincingly.
Now, Paul, you've got an exciting stable as always, but one horse that I thought won really well last weekend that might be worth sticking with throughout the course of his career is Stain, returned from a win at Newcastle in dominant fashion, and hopefully can only get better and better as he goes up in trip.
Yeah, look, he's a stitzel, but he's going to run 2,000. But he's just always looked like he's thrown more to the dim side. He's always going to look like he's going to get over ground, and that's where he's headed. He's only lightly racing. It was his fifth start there on Wednesday, and he should have four wins next to his name. But he's very smart. He's untapped, and like you said, once he gets up in trip, I think you're going to see a nice horse in time.
Looking ahead to the spring, we're in the middle of winter now, but obviously there's plenty of planning going into the preparations of horses with your dad and your father. What are the headline horses that you're hoping might step up in the months ahead?
Oh, look, just the normal Redzel work, and they're all back in the sprinters. And look, really exciting to see Pariah get out to a mile two this preparation. He's he could be one of our rising stars, our best horses we've had. So got high hopes for him, and hopefully can justify those.
It was a terrific day in the office yesterday, Paul. Another Group 1 to the training partnership of you and your dad. Done a terrific job since you've gone out and battled the elements on your own. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
No problem, mate.